Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's backed up in fact. And I think Fourier's been on this for a while. Now, he's only at 99.6%. I've been at 100%. Brady is gone for a couple of months now. So I'm a little higher than Fourier, but he's the second highest at the station. I'm 100%. He's 99.6. I'm with Fourier. I'm a 0.4%, 0.04% higher than Fourier. I'm still at 100%.
What?
0.0?
Well, 0.4, you had it right.
Here's what we're doing.
I'm surprised New York Post
hasn't picked up. We're matching swords here. That's what we're doing. Right?
I'm surprised New York Post hasn't picked up much report.
Is it a report?
I picture.
It was good. Mutt picked something off the show, and he used it on his show last night. I like it.
It is.
How about this one?
Is there another one?
Rob Parker.
Oh, no.
I think the Patriots have zero interest in Tom Brady from this standpoint. Why in the world Tom Brady told the world, I want to play until I'm 45 years old? They gave him a bogus contract, right, with a little bump in pay in the last 2 years, right, that were not guaranteed, that even allows him to become a free agent. They could have just said, you're not going anywhere. You will never wear any other uniform other than this, and just pay him the money. Pay him the back pay of all the money that they siphoned from him when he took less than market value. You should. When Michael Jordan was underpaid his entire career with the Bulls, you know what they did his last 2 years? They gave him over $30 million his last 2 years as a makeup for not paying him what he should have been paid, okay? They could have done the same exact thing with Tom Brady.
By the way, the Michael Jordan thing, he's a little bit off. They did do that. They did it so that they could create a slot in the cap so they could go out and get themselves one of those max contract guys. The problem was couldn't get anybody to go But the Rob Parker has gone in 3 weeks now.
He's all
where
over
he basically
the place.
Said Brady should
he
retire.
He fits right in.
Yeah,
awful.
So now he's critical of the Patriots not bringing him back. He thinks that he could take the Cowboys to the Super Bowl. What is this?
This is unbelievable. I'm telling you, media people are just spinning. They're spinning with this story. They don't know where to go.
I think they're making it not when I say they, I mean, and no offense, I love you, love them all to death, but the Rappaports, the Kearns, the Giardis, the Reeses, I'm gonna throw all my buddies in there, all of them in there. Not that they're not doing their job, but it's this inside information that is being fed to them, which you would think would be under the right pretenses. I think just it becomes dueling banjos. It becomes, he said, she said, I got information, you got information, there is a house, there isn't a house. It confuses people, and then the people who are giving the information do it on purpose. They do it on purpose. So you can say, hey, I'm just doing my job. Yeah, I get it, you know, but it's just, you know, after you see all the tweets and you see how random and how over the place, a guy like Rappaport especially, Kern's been pretty consistent.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Rappaport, you can just tell he's being like, he's a marionette. They're controlling him. He's a little puppet, and whatever. And he keeps adding, changing it. Oh, one more point. Oh, I had to clarify this. Okay, how about this one? Here's another. It's like you're not saying anything.
No.
You're not saying anything of any substance whatsoever. So I ask you directly: is there a house? You got Team Greg Hill. You got Team Tom E. Kern.
I don't care.
I will ask you two to pick a side right here and now.
Oh,
that's a good question Sheila.
Yeah, we'll save it for Sheila.
Well, I mean, the other part of it. I mean, if they wanted him back here right now, couldn't they just sign something right now?
Yeah.
Right now?
They have an exclusive
right now.
Negotiating period.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
And why haven't they done that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could speculate that it's because, you know, Tom really wants to see what's out there. He's waiting for the, the negotiating period or whatever, the legal tampering period. Maybe he wants to see what they plan on doing right away in that first week. And I get it. That's Tom's side. The other side is, the reason why we haven't made him an offer is because we're not interested. mean, nothing. You know, people say they haven't talked, they haven't given numbers. Why not? Why not? Why not? I say, well, they don't need to right now. Okay, well, they also don't need to wait. You know, really, just to give them a number. Say, by the way, this is where we're at.
Well, I think you can say that today on February the 12th. I'm not sure you can say that when we get closer to March the 1st. By that time, you will have had to have a conversation figuring it out. You might not be doing it right now because if you're the Patriots, you know you're going to piss them off. And you know you're going to lowball. And maybe Brady's already sensing that.
If you really, really, truly felt like, you know, Brady was the guy. And it's Tom Brady, and it is, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time. The season is over about a week later. Don't you touch base and say, hey, listen, this is what we, you know, this is what we're thinking. Let's try to get this thing taken care of. We can move on now. Now that we have you in the fold, we know what we're dealing with. Now we can make other decisions, whether it's about McCourty, whether it's about Van Noy, whether it's about these other guys. We can look at the draft differently. Like, you know, I would think that that would probably be the first domino.
But in all fairness,
and it hasn't happened. We know there's probably multiple reasons why, but it's just the bottom line, it hasn't.
Yeah, but in all fairness, he's not that Tom Brady. He's not the same guy. He's not the guy of the last 20 years that you could depend on. He's going to be 43 years old. The Patriots would be stupid. You said this weeks ago, and you were right about it. So the Patriots are going to abandon all of their ways that they proceeded,
all their philosophies,
with free agent
and practices,
philosophies for the last 20 years that has led them to a run in which they have been the greatest team in the history, dynasty in the history of the NFL. I hate to say it. This is what the Red Sox do. We go for a pitcher who's over 30, then now we're not going to give any pitcher who's going to be over 30 money. And then we get a general manager in here that's going to go get us big stars, marquee veterans who can help us right now. We're going to get another guy who's going to go out and get all the prospects, and we're going to get rid of all the veterans. I mean, the Patriots have succeeded by being extremely consistent. So I think they want Tom Brady, but if Tom Brady thinks at age 43 that's what he's going to be next year, that they're going to treat him like he was 27 or 34 or 36. No, they're not. And if he's offended by that, so be it, and yeah, they know it, and he's going to go elsewhere. And I think he's going to be disappointed if he goes elsewhere, because I'm not sure these other spots are really good for him. They might have been good for him 6 years ago.
Let me ask you this.
He's a free agent, not at 43.
Let me ask you, you're a smart guy, Glenn, Lou especially. You're probably the smartest guy
in this
group.
Lou went to three classes a week at Providence.
He did. Wow, you know. are we reading the 13.5 cap wrong? Because because if you talk to agents, they look down upon people like us. They look down upon people, really, like any writer and on any platform, because they think that they just don't get how complicated and how, you know, how hard it is to figure out. So if you don't get it, you don't get it. So we're all saying that the 13.5 is a major issue. If you sign afterwards, okay, the only way you can get around it is to prorate it and attach it to a couple years until it finally ends. So are we right on that? I'm asking because we've been banging the drum one way only. Is there another way of looking at the 13.5 where, other than him signing without Brady?
Well, I mean, all you can go on
beforehand
is kind of, I remember, was we brought this up, we checked it out, we talked to people that knew, and it was, nope, this is the way it is.
It
kicks
due.
In no matter what. Like, if you're asking, on the 18th, when this contract is void, from our understanding is the minute this contract is voided and it's over and the new year starts free agency, 13.5's on the cap, period, end of story. And from what I understand, it wasn't maneuverable.
Okay, yeah. So if you're willing to believe that they're going to let him go into free agency, then how can you believe that they're willing to pay him $30+ million when that 13.5 has to be attached to something else? You know what I mean? It's like, so what is it? So the news that comes out is so conflicting.
Is there a way to do a contract and say, okay, I know it's 13.5, but we got a 2-year deal here? You know, in year one is whatever bonus money, structure, salary, whatever, to make up for that. Now, year two might be a $30 million cap, but year one, it's only $12 million, and then now 13
I think of it a little bit like the Red Sox, how, listen, it's going to be painful, but we have to reset, okay? We have to reset. Otherwise, the money that we're going to be paying, the luxury tax, and all the three tiers that are associated, we just can't do it. The tax is too great. The only way is to just kind of stop and allow the whatever you're running away from to catch up to you. That way, you can play in a level playing field and not deal with something that is affecting all your other signings.
But I think what we're talking about is, okay, Tom Brady is 43, but you've got to move on to your next quarterback. They're not there. When you talked about Brett Favre, Green Bay pushed him out the door. They had a quarterback who was all ready to go. Peyton Manning, the fact that he was injured and out for an entire season, allowed them to get the number one pick in the draft and get Andrew Luck. They had their quarterback. They were all set. The Patriots do not have that unless we're missing something. Unless all these people that claim that they know stuff going on internally with the Patriots, has anybody come out and said Belichick really loves Stidham and think he can be the guy? Because from a financial standpoint, if Stidham could be the guy and you're paying him $750,000, you could build together a hell of a team if Stidham can go out there and be a legitimate NFL quarterback. But they don't have a guy. So that's the point I'm trying to make, is that the Bridgewaters and all these other guys that we're talking about, they're going to cost you $17, $18, $20 million.
Boy, it's hard to believe he thinks Stidham could be a starting quarterback.
But I don't believe it either.
That's hard to believe.
I don't either.
When you dive into the draft. Yeah.
I don't either. But I can tell you this. There was skepticism when Brady was kept around as a four-string quarterback, when Drew Bledsoe was the guy and two guys were above him on the depth chart, okay? And people were sitting there going, what the hell is he doing? I remember we'd have shows about it. What is he doing carrying an extra quarterback? We could use an extra defensive lineman or whatever. People were pissed about it because they did not know and he did not reveal anything. So they need a bridge quarterback. Who's the best bridge quarterback right now? Tom Brady. He is. He's the best guy as a bridge quarterback.
Well, it depends on the price. Again, it depends on the price. Sure. I mean, at the same price as these other guys, yeah, I would agree with you.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls. And Sheila Marie. That's her last name, Marie, right? Sheila's her first name.
Sheila Marie, baby.
She's a world-renowned
psychic. You got
the candles?
I'm going to turn them on now.
Okay. Did you actually bring these candles in?
I did. Those are my Get Busy candles.
He told
so
me
be careful where you touch
I brought
them.
In real candles, and he showed them to me. And I'm like,
candles.
Those aren't real candles. He's like, no, they're real candles.
No, they're the battery ones.
It's battery, and you turn them on.
Yeah, they're real candles, though.
They're not
real candles.
They're
no fire.
They give you the real fake candles.
Well, okay, that's better. real fake.
Where's the incense? Do we have any little?
Nah, I couldn't find any. No? We can burn some paper, though.
Oh, well, let's do that. We'll do that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
So I go outside, get a cup of coffee, had to hit the little boy's room, and I come back in here and all the lights are off in the studio. What the hell is going on?
You get ready.
Listen, we had strict orders from one Steph Merlone.
We're getting, yeah.
Okay, who said, don't screw it up. Don't start off with negative, bad.
She's worried about the energy in the room.
So really. I decided we need to, I think she's right. So I dimmed the lights down just a little bit. I brought
candles. No, they're off.
They're not off. I guess they're off.
Mark James keeps them low at night. You know, he thinks he's in a clock.
I
don't know how to do
that. We get Christian's candles.
I have my candles.
And the screen, the lights all lit up.
Yeah,
nice.
You're fine. It's like a moon.
So Steph gave you all these instructions. So
yeah, she's worried about you too.
She should be.
Does she think that we're going to throw off the reading?
Yeah, she just thinks that, you know, she might walk in and just feel like a negative vibe that you guys aren't believers. And
well,
that,
we're not.
And it won't, you know, she'll be concerned. You won't have a proper read.
You know why he's a believer, right?
What?
You know why he's a believer, right?
I have no idea. He's a baseball player.
Steph is a believer.
No, not at all.
Well, no, because Kim's a believer. My wife is a believer.
Oh, she is.
Hardcore believer, right? And I'm like, no. And we battle and we debate about this nonstop. Yeah. I don't know how you guys are, or you and Sarah are.
I think that people out there can't
feel
that outside
energy. She likes some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Do you still put the onions around the house when people get sick?
That was not me. That's different. That's to get the bacteria.
You did that. Remember that?
I did not do that. Kim did that. That was not me.
Let's bring some onions down to Fort Myers for sale.
Oh, because
we're getting a sale on next week. We'll surround him with onions.
He might need it.
Pneumonia. Yeah,
it might work.
He might need it.
All right, I'm going to take a couple phone calls before we get to the psychic here. Bob is in Hyannis. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you? I can't see you. Oh, there you are, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, good, good. I got a theory on Tom Brady. How about Denver?
All right, why?
I know when Elway, he acquired Peyton Manning, I knew, he probably knew it wasn't going to be a long-term marriage, so let's get him while we can. And if they still have a real good team, like they did 4 years ago with Manning, who knows? I have no idea. I don't know that. If they get the same core group, the same good players, you know.
Well, they don't.
Go Super Bowl they don't?
No.
All right.
I don't know how Brady, even with the Chargers, if you're Brady and you look at it and you try to assess it, and he loves winning and he hates losing, and we see his reaction to both. You're going to look at Denver?
But the thing is, with
Kansas City right now,
in
the division?
They don't have that same group. Again, that's why there isn't one obvious team. You know, we just plop them in. Maybe, I mean, if Jimmy Garoppolo blew out his ACL, you would sit there and say, that's an obvious drop, right?
Yes.
But all the teams are talking about, it's not obvious. Like Denver, say, well, they don't have those weapons. Okay, well, I don't think Oakland does either, or Vegas. You know, so... But what it looks like with Tom could be completely different. Like in Denver, who knows where they're at? They bring in a guy like that. Maybe all of a sudden this free agent, you know, wants to play for Tom. And all of a sudden now, here we go. Now, all of a sudden, a team that you sat there and said, well, they didn't really have much, but Cortland Sutton and a couple of running backs. Next thing you know, boom, tight end shows up. Another wide receiver shows up. And you say, all of a sudden that team's interesting.
Things can change. Maybe this is something.
God.
Are you starting to sense an energy in the room?
I am starting to sense weird things are starting to happen.
Hold on for a second.
Because I just saw this.
Alert the New York Post. We got something coming here.
CBS.com. I think the Tampa Bay Bucks are changing their uniforms.
So?
They are going. That's a sign. I remember earlier I said visually the Tampa Bay Bucks, you can't see it happening. Don't worry. You're never going to have to see it happen. You know why?
Because they're getting new
uniforms.
Shut up, you. How about this? You know what their helmet's going to look like?
A pirate.
No. TB.
TB 12.
And it's going to be the same logo as Tom Brady.
They're getting new uniforms. That's a big piece
Tampa
of the
Bay,
puzzle.
TB 12 in TB. I can see the billboards already.
They're getting new units. They're getting new uniforms. Yeah. They're going to start all over again. And I would say go back and look at the...
TB.
And look this up. Somebody look this up for me, please.
Sheila.
Teams that change their uniform. How quickly do they win their division or win a championship?
Mon, see if you can find it for me.
Well, the Jets changed their uniforms. How did that work out for them?
The Browns, too?
So the Browns changed their uniforms.
That's two things. Arizona. Seattle.
Changed their uniforms.
Atlanta. Yeah. Denver.
No.
Tampa.
Well, the Browns changed in 2015.
The Browns
changed. Them.
Listen, the Browns, take them out of it,
the
right?
The Browns don't count.
They don't count.
The Bucks in 2014.
The Bucks.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks. The L.A. Rams. Went back to the old school unis.
Yep. So that's success. You change your uniform, boom, you're in.
Yeah. If you know you're close, and you're trying to
change,
sell something, sell a vision to someone,
mm-hmm.
you have to present, you know, here you go. This is
look.
What I got. Different look. At least we're changing things
I
up.
I like TB12 and TB.
Well, TB, exactly. You know what? What they'll do is they'll have a helmet. They'll have their helmets, right? It'll be TB on the side.
Yeah.
And then their numbers will be attached to it.
Yeah.
So it'll work on marketing and franchising.
So you'll have TB12.
Sheila Marie is already having an effect on our show. It's great.
I can't see a damn.
It's already starting to. It's all clear to me.
I can't see much.
I can't see anything.
I'm going to lie to you.
You like the vibe of this off?
Do we keep the lights off when she comes in and just these candles?
Oh, well, yes. That's okay, I wanted us to get used to it. I think she probably works in this type of environment all the time.
Nice.
I don't know if she's a card person.
You guys
does she
be,
like take cards? How does it work?
I predict that by 4, you guys are going to be believers. And you're going to think twice about these things.
She's excited.
You need to open your minds.
I just met her in the outside in the little green room. And she's very excited. She's been here for like an hour.
She's sensing. She's got a, you know.
You guys probably don't believe
it's an hour and a half earlier than
UFOs
Mark James
either,
shows
right?
up. Yeah.
No.
You don't believe in UFOs? That
I
there's
do
other
not.
Universes
no,
and
out
I,
there?
And I know
I
you
do
don't
not.
Either.
You don't.
God, of course I do.
You do not.
Do you really think there isn't another universe out there? We're it?
I think we are the
just
only
all about
ones
us?
Alive and kicking. Yes.
I think
what was that? What's his name at the Grammy? Said egocentric, like we think it's all about us?
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix? He's right.
He also says that you shouldn't use milk for your
coffee. Well, he went a little bit too far with the cows.
So I don't know when you start believing, when you stop believing.
But
he's making no sense.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
I think we should be. Come on,
ready.
I'm going to get to it already.
Well,
take the break.
Here's your biggest problem.
Okay. You.
Personally.
You.
Well, other than me.
Okay.
Other than me,
right.
Which is you have nothing to do about it. Hey, turn those lights off!
All the lights are on. He can't see when he comes in. He's going to trip over Lou.
What are you going to read? Anything. What we got here?
Trip over Lou.
Are we going to talk about Sheila? Let me love you to the moon. Oh, Sheila.
Oh, now the lights are
on. Oh, Tyler!
He's got to put the lights on.
That's
because
so
we have
are
a
you that blind where you need every single light in this room on?
I can
on?
Read this with the lights
I can
lights
read
are
it,
out.
Too.
Wait
you
till they,
have five screens.
Wait till they put these lights on.
Two screens all over the place.
Read whatever you got to read.
I'm not doing anything right now.
No. Stop coming in here, then. You're messing up our vibe.
They come in for the next commercial set.
Listen,
they do it every day.
This studio is
Tyler
off
does
limits.
It 12 times, 15 times
what
a show.
What we need to do is
you
find
know what
out.
It is? He's nervous about the psychic coming
little,
in.
I am a little
have
nervous.
You noticed in the last 5, 10
be.
Minutes?
You are
you. You're like giddy. You're like, oh
can
my
we,
God.
Can I ask the Sheila Marie if Tyler will ever have a girlfriend again?
Odds are low. Odds are real low.
Is love in Tyler's future?
Is it in the building?
Me, myself,
for
ooh,
Tyler.
Now, I got
floor?
Some inside information on that one.
Did you?
Oh, I can source some info on Tyler.
She's up in the first floor.
There's progress being made.
She's just letting people in, letting people out.
Tyler may or may not be one of them.
She got a restraining order yet? What's going on? Anything happening there?
It's only against Mutt.
I'm excited.
I can't wait.
I'm fired up. I got my questions.
She thinks she's out there. She's ready to go, huh?
Yeah. Has she heard? Like, does she know?
All right, so if you've missed this, Christian is sick and tired of everybody coming up with an opinion about what is going to happen to Tom Brady. So he figured he would bring a psychic in. Have you used the psychic before at home for any personal?
No, I heard about her from a friend of mine, and we were all going to go see her because she was unbelievable. Other friends of mine who were non-believers went there and they left believers.
Oh, that's so weird.
They serve
alcohol
happens. There.
Oh, that's
there's
so
no alcohol. It's not a bar.
Huh.
No, it's
you
not
will
a
believe
bar.
Like it was a night out.
You will believe. I predict that you will believe.
Yeah.
I'm the psychic.
She seems
at
very 4 nice.
O'clock. You'll be questioning some things.
Should we bow to her? Or what? How do we?
You don't
greet
bow
her?
To a psychic.
Oh, I feel like she's like a. I don't know. What should we? Should we?
Bow
can we touch?
To a psychic?
Can we shake her hand?
Yes, you shake her
I feel
head.
Like coming up on her head. Head. Like a robe.
She's a normal
does
person.
She have a,
I just
does she have a crystal
her.
Ball?
She does not have a crystal ball. She looks like a normal
magic
person.
Magic 8 ball.
Looks like a normal person that you would see
like
anywhere
you
in
know.
Boston.
Really?
She
don't
seems lovely.
Her.
She's very nice.
Treat her with respect.
I'm not disrespecting her. She seems like a charming, wonderful woman. She just, I don't believe in
right,
psychics.
Good. I like that. Sorry. Non-believers.
You?
Can you check on my boy, Big House?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we'll talk to the psychic. Her name is Sheila Marie. Find out what she thinks if she knows where Tom Brady is going to be next year. I'm not shutting the lights off next year.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
I'll see that. Let me love you to the morning comes.
All right, back here on OMF.
Here we go.
Let us introduce you to Sheila Marie. She's a former police officer. Sounds like we're doing a dating show here, right? Former police officer.
Maybe that's Tyler's
new date. Psychic. She's a world-renowned psychic. You may remember Sheila back in 2010. They were looking around for Babe Ruth's ivory piano, and they found it in a pawn in Sudbury, and it was Sheila Marie who directed the police.
I did not know the piano.
Well, Sheila, how did you come upon that piano? What happened there?
Well, I was working with the Sudbury Historical Society, and they took me in every Sunday for about 6 months out in the fields, and they would say, Sheila, what do you see in your head? So I'd go in, kind of go back to... in time and talk to spirits and all that in the land and kind of tell them what the areas were. And one day they took me out to Willis Pond out in Sudbury. As soon as I walked out, one of the guys had been searching for the Babe Ruth piano. I guess the Environmental State Police had been out there for like 30 years and they couldn't find it. And I walked out and all of a sudden I saw a vision of the green monster. And I said, hey, this is that baseball thing. I said, I want nothing to do with it. And you have to understand, I lived a double life because... my family is very political and policing, and this is what I did on Sundays. And I did it away from my family because I didn't want... I know how people are skeptical and stuff. And
you got a couple here. I'm with you. These two don't believe.
Guess what? I don't believe either. I'm a skeptic, too. And so the more I... when people understand what I'm saying...
I like Sheila now.
It freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like, so anyways, I get out there, and I saw a vision. I just got a flash of the green monster. I said, hey, this is that baseball thing. I don't want anything to do with this. You know, this is not what was in the contract. They said, just give us 5 minutes. And I said, all right. So I went in, and I got nautical marks. I said, okay, I'm done. Let's get to work. Well, they tricked me. They had a permit for the pond. They had state divers out. The next day, they went out, and they found it in 10 minutes.
So you came up with the nautical marks of where they were to go?
Yeah, I saw it in my head.
Wait, so...
and it was there, and they were looking at it for 30 years.
It's not like you saw an old fat baseball player drinking beer. It wasn't one of those things. No,
I believe that more than the nautical marks.
Yeah.
No? If you connected all the nautical marks, if you connected all the nautical marks, would that be Babe Ruth? Maybe it's like a connect the dots thing.
Maybe. All right, so you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? And the first thing she said, by the way, when she walked into the studio, Sheila said, why are all the lights off? Thank you. Thank you, Sheila.
What she really said was, I've never been in a room with three men in the dark. That's she said.
She got a little scared. Gross. I don't blame her.
Yes.
So we put some of the lights back
me
on.
Me neither.
You feel better now? How you like
I
the candles?
I love the ambiance of the tea lights as well.
Yeah. I want to make sure that we presented a good vibe for you. None of us have met you. I heard about you through some other friends in the Medway, Bellingham area. So I said, fine. Glenn and I are non-believers.
Sure. That's okay.
Glenn and I are, you prove it to us.
Just like you.
Sure. Yeah, prove it
that's
to
okay.
us. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought maybe, you know, and Glenn, I mean, and Lou is all about it. He's all about that life.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe you could start with Glenn and just give me, I don't know. What do you think, Lou? I don't know. You've done this before. Like, wait, can you vibe on Glenn?
Well,
can you
like
give me
you
an
feel,
energy
if,
assessment of Glenn?
If you feel anything in the room.
Yeah.
Like energy-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Then well, you're a medium too, right?
I am a medium.
So you talk to the dead.
Yeah. Well, I just tell you what I see. That's, you know, I'll tell you this. This is what I tell everybody when they come in. I'm a forensic psychic medium, and what that means is I used to be a police officer years ago. Now what I do is I incorporate my policing with my mediumship, and I act as a contractor for families and agencies. I draw maps and faces. I work in research. And what happens to me when someone comes in my studio, this and that, a lot of times people come in because they want answers and questions, you know, like the future and all that. Well, to me, you know, it's just energy, you know, and it's kind of what I call a deep meditation. So I just kind of go in my head and I just tell you what I see, but I interpret it in front of you because I'm just the conduit and I'm telling you what they're showing me, but the trigger is for you and what you feel it is. But I'll give you my interpretation of that. You know how some psychics, they drive me crazy. Oh, I'm feeling this. I'm seeing that. I'm not like that. You know, I'm just me.
So you're a cool psychic.
Cool. We like cool psychics.
There you go.
All right, I like it.
Okay, so just,
I like it. She's ripped other psychics in the first 5 minutes.
You fit right
well,
in.
Well, I actually teach, too. I do a lot of seminars.
Teach psychics.
I teach psychic and mediumship.
I got a customer for you, right?
Wait, you can teach other people to be psychics? Either you have it or you don't have it, right?
No, that's not true. So I believe
it. So you can learn to be a psychic.
Cole Reed, babe.
So let me tell you this. And you know, you're sports players. You know, you use your intuition, your gut intuition all the time, and you know how you focus the frequency, right?
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's all frequency.
So I could call myself like the great Sanduli.
He often does. A lot.
The New York Post believes him.
We predict the future. I got this lock of the week thing. I have no gut feelings whatsoever.
You're not using your intuition,
I can't pick a winner.
What's wrong with you?
You don't even get the right players on the team.
I know.
Yeah, well, I would say the first question, if you do have that ability, you would think you would be gambling like crazy and betting on the lottery numbers and going to Vegas and playing cards and don't hit on that. No. Now, bet on red 15.
Right. Well, there is karma, you know, in the universe, right?
So either you'll be penalized, punished for using it for personal gain,
right?
Well, I have not done that yet, but I have been asked to several times. And my thought is if I do it, can I use half of it for me, right? Because if I use it for my business and it's helping people. You know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. That's the reason why I do what I do, because in the beginning I was like, I'll just go do some readings. Honestly, that's what I was just going to do on Sundays. And I'd drive an hour away from home because I didn't want anyone to know what I was doing. I was just kind of feeling the energy, this and that. And then the next thing I know, people are coming out of the woodwork. Oh, can you do this? Can you help me? And I said, oh my God, I'm really helping people. You know what I mean? And that's what keeps me in it. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm making a difference. And like, I work on a lot of cases, and I was working on this notorious case. I don't really tell people what the cases are because I have to be careful because of suspect, you know? And I remember one time I got all the information in dreams, and I didn't ask. That day was like, it was like, you're doing this. You know, that's what it, so I don't know what the universe is, or, you know, I've never really met God, you know what I mean? But I do know it's a higher power, a higher consciousness, and I do believe it's all frequency and energy, you know what I mean?
Okay, so there's the biggest question right now here in New England all revolves around our quarterback, number 12, Tom Brady. So I want you to do whatever you have to do here. You know? Okay,
We're playing this corny music. Do you want us to get rid of the corny music? Do you need to focus? Do you hear the music?
Oh, it's okay. I'm in my zone.
Oh, you're in your zone.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So what we'd like you to do, because
your eyes roll back in the back of your head. Or how does it work?
Well, I kind of blur you out a little bit, and I just kind of
Everybody has had their opinion as to where Tom Brady is going, and I promise you, whatever yours is, CBS Sports and the New York Post will break it in about a half an hour.
Yes.
It'll be all over the media.
It'll be a source.
Everybody copies what everybody else is saying. So we would like to know right
off,
now. Yeah, we would like to know right now from
Shima taking her earrings off. Hold on. Taking her earrings off.
Don't take anything else
now. Here we go.
Get in trouble.
Three men in a room with tea leaf. I don't know what these things are. These candle things are.
Yeah, those
candles.
She's a world-renowned psychic. Where will Tom Brady play football in 2020?
I see Gillette Stadium. No, I do. I see the top of Gillette Stadium. Show me more. Ask me more questions.
What part of the country will he be playing next year?
Next year. Show me in a way that I'm going to tell you guys exactly what they show me, and then we can interpret it together.
Okay?
Okay? Show me in a way. That's really funny. I'm in, it's really weird. They just showed me a Greyhound bus in Boston, you know, where South Station is. So that would be Boston. Show me more.
Is he busing out of town?
he's not taking a great.
Stop interrupting.
They're also showing me. Show me another way. I'm seeing the Norwood Airport. Do you know where that is? Norwood.
It's in Norwood.
Yeah, I think he flies in there.
Oh, okay. Show me more. Ask me a question.
Is he happy with his current situation?
Show me in a way. Oh. Oh, hold on. I'm seeing a balloon.
Get out of here.
And they're showing me, you know, your pop-up balloon. And
yep,
the air comes out of it, the question you just asked. So I feel like it's, what was your question again?
Is he happy with his current situation?
I feel like he could be happier.
Okay? Does he?
And what do you mean current situation? Because they're showing me a balloon, they pop a pin in it, and so the air's coming out a little bit.
I think that was, you're getting a reading from a couple years ago when they deflated footballs. You're off 2 years. You're off a couple years.
No, that's okay.
No, the balloon is burst. It's over.
Yeah, it's popped. The air's starting to come out a little.
Is he looking,
I love the music.
Is he ready? Is he looking for a new adventure?
Show me. Is Brady looking for it? New adventure. Can you show me a way? I won't say that it will. Just waiting. Show me. Oh, that's weird. I'm seeing. It's funny you said adventure. This is what you know, like a target.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm seeing this.
A bow and arrow?
Bow and arrow.
So he's got his target set on something.
Oh, so that's, yeah.
Show me another way.
It's AB out in the practice field with a bow and arrow.
No, you hit the target.
Robin Hood.
You hit the target.
Yeah, I hit the target. I hit the target?
He's looking for a new adventure.
Wait a minute. Nobody hit a target. He's just like this.
Right.
So he's getting ready, so hold on. It's not a, you know, the kind of little rubber.
it's not a real bow?
It's not a real bow. Show me more. I'm seeing kids.
Okay.
I'm seeing little kids.
Okay. Keep going. Follow that lead.
Show me more.
Where are those kids?
I see.
Lead
you know how you play Indians. You know how little kids play Indians and they
cowboys
play
cowboys and Indians.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't think you can do that anymore, can you?
Wait, is he? Uh oh. Is there a star anywhere in that reading with the cowboys and Indians?
No, but I'm thinking about that Greyhound bus. Was that gray? Let me ask me another question, and so get more specific. Yep.
Does he know where he's going?
Does Brady know where he's going?
Does he know?
Who's saying that? You?
No, he is.
Oh, Lewis. Okay. Oh, show me. They're showing me a pizza and flying it up in the air. So my interpretation of that is up in the air. Maybe he's not sure.
I'm not sure he's eating that pizza.
Okay.
Show me another way. I'm going to ask a question, too. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask your question.
So I'm going to ask, is Brady staying in Boston, right? And Patriots. Right.
Yes.
Is he wearing a Patriots uniform
next season?
Okay.
Because you already said you saw Gillette Stadium.
Which can be misleading.
Balloon. Right.
I'm seeing Kraft's. I'm seeing a cheese hat. You know, like Kraft
Green
cheese.
Bay?
No, cheese.
Yeah, like
Kraft. Oh, my God. What they just showed me is... I don't know how to appropriately say this, but...
It's okay.
Remember that? Okay. You know that place down in Florida with the...
Yeah, the massage parlor.
Massage parlor. I just saw an image of the outside of that.
Do we want to ask any questions about that?
I have one question.
I guess
we got to continue it.
What has more energy? What symbol has more energy relating to Tom Brady? A pirate ship, a cowboy hat, a razor that you would shave your face with, a lightning bolt. What four images give you the most, frequency, energy? I don't know. What are those? Out of those four,
country music.
What was the first one? Indian.
It was a pirate ship.
Oh,
a pirate ship. A cowboy hat. A razor. or a lightning bolt?
I'm seeing a star now.
You're seeing a star.
Yeah. Okay. Gray star?
A gray star.
What's that?
Dallas.
That would be a Dallas Cowboy.
And you said Cowboys and Indians, but you originally said that you saw Gillette Stadium and you saw the bus.
Do the
Greyhound bus. So
gray.
We got to get back to Gillette
Stadium.
But gray,
gray could also be Raiders. Silver is gray.
Don't confuse it. So
it's okay. I'll tell you what.
Where do you see him actually playing? What uniform do you see him in? Tell us the description of what you see as the uniform that he's actually playing in next year, because there is gray in the Patriots uniform.
Yeah, it's true. Good point there.
That's true too.
All powerful Glenn.
Tell me more.
Trying to get to the bottom of it.
I keep.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Like we're going with this.
I'm at Gillette Stadium in the museum there.
You got the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame, and I'm where the footballs are there.
Yeah, the trophies.
Yeah, the trophies.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many are there?
Oh, that's funny because there's uniforms there.
Yeah. How many trophies do you see?
Show me more. I'm going to ask them to show me. Six.
You see six.
Show me more.
You don't see seven.
Oh, wait. Ask me another question.
Do you see seven?
No. Like, you're asking me what's there now.
Is how about, can show you? Oh, wait. I still want to figure out what team he's going to play for, where he's going to go.
Wait a minute. We have to ask a question. Is Brady going?
So, do yourself a favor. Look to your left. We don't have real Tom Brady here, and I know you like to have people in the room, but we have a 3.5-foot bobblehead Tom Brady right there.
Lord.
He's in that uniform that he would wear with New England. All right?
Oh, interesting. There's the silver, like Greyhound.
Yes. Yeah, yep. And the silver would be on the helmet, too. So tell us his...
And there's the ring, I would say.
It's one of them.
Right. Is he?
So that uniform, does he wear that uniform next year, 2020?
Show me. Answer his question, please. Show me. I don't want to do yes or no, so I'm just going to tell you what they show me. I'm in my living room watching the Patriots.
Okay.
Yeah. A Super Bowl that was in Houston?
It was in Houston? There's been one in Houston.
Yeah. I'm seeing a football I have. I believe that it's white.
The football's white.
Yeah.
Is he playing in heaven?
What did we learn today? Tom Brady's no longer with us.
Does anything come up for you just
that
asked?
Is actually another Super Bowl football that I'm seeing. That I have of...
Okay. So
if you asked a question...
And that would be the Patriots.
Is Tom Brady leaving New England?
Okay.
Yeah, real simple. Keep it direct.
Yeah, right. What the heck? I'm just kidding. Oh my God, this is so funny. It's showing me macaroni and cheese. I would say yes. That would be Kraft cheese. Huh. That would be.
Wait,
say
what?
He's not. Say he's here.
He's here. I don't feel he's leaving. I feel.
There you go.
Can I ask?
Hello.
One more question. 99.6%.
Would you?
Do you see? Do you see a house in Connecticut?
Good one. Good one.
This is a question from G Hill.
I'm going to tell you. I already heard he bought one. Right.
You heard it.
You heard it, though, but we are not sure if it's true. We don't know if it's true.
We're asking you to tell us if it's true.
We want you to break the tie.
I'll ask my head. Hold on.
Take a trip down 95.
What's
there you go.
Buffalo? What's Buffalo?
New York.
That's New York.
What's New York?
Wings.
Show me. Do I see a house in
Connecticut? Do you see a house in Connecticut?
Did he owns a house in Connecticut? He's there with his family in Connecticut.
Show me in a way. I believe so. You know what they're showing me is a pogo stick. Him jumping. But I understand that. Like, I feel like
the person talking to you is, I think, 6 years old.
Well, I feel like they're talking about kids.
Oh, well.
Maybe his kids or something.
But is it in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I see Christmas. I see a house in Christmas time.
There you go. Where?
It's definitely Connecticut, and I'll tell you why, because I'm seeing the casinos. We were just talking about casinos earlier, right?
Yep.
Is that near the casino? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Two casinos in the state.
I would say
state.
Yes.
Two casinos
I'm going to say
state.
That as a yes.
Yeah, I went there one time with a girlfriend.
All right, there you go, Greg. You're all set.
Greg is so, so Curran, you're all wrong,
set.
Buddy.
All set.
Fourier.
I like
Greg
it.
Hill.
So
Mike
coming Giardi. Back. Coming back.
And he's coming back.
Coming back to the New England
well,
Patriots.
I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's
what
a
you
clear
said. What are you talking about? That's
no,
what
I'm,
ask me a question.
I am, well, we got to take a break.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll take
she was clear.
No, she was
about?
Not clear at all.
Put the lights
not
on.
Not clear one bit. That,
very
I'm more clear.
Oh, my God.
Show me. Watch. I'm going to do it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Sheila Marie, a world-renowned psychic. I'm sorry. She said he's coming back to the Patriots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.